Towards the end of Parshas Noach, the Torah tells us about the Dor HaPelaga, the Dor HaFlaga, and they build a tower, the Migdal Bavel. Why are they building this tower? Why are they building this Migdal? So, Chazal, the Torah is not so clear about what's going on. And Rashi quotes a number of different explanations from the Medrash. And one of the explanations seems almost silly. See, they decided, they made some calculations. And they said that the Mabul happened 1,656 years after creation. So it must be that every 1,656 years, I guess there's enough accumulation of water in the heavens, and it's going to collapse. And therefore, in order to be prepared and prevent it, we'll build this pillar of support. We'll build it high enough that it'll get to Shamayim, and it'll support the heavens, and therefore the sky won't collapse. We won't have another Mabul. Now, it sounds silly, of course, but there's a fundamental underlying point that Chazal were trying to convey to us. The Dor HaPlaga was under the assumption that the Mabul was just a simple act of nature. Nothing to do with God, nothing to do with our behavior on this planet, how we behave with each other, our relationship with the deity, nothing at all. It's just purely coincidental that for some reason, every 1,656 years, the sky collapses. What about all the warnings that Noah gave to them that if they don't improve, nothing, no. It's just purely a natural disaster, and we'll treat it as such. And that was part of the underlying, not only foolishness, but almost evil of the Dor HaPlaga. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Taniyos that when a tzara happens to the tzibur, mitzvat ase min haTorah lizok ulahariya bechatzotzrot, to call out, to blow the trumpets, al kol tzara shetavo al tzibur. Klomar kol davar sheyetza lachem, to call out the davar zeh midarkei hatshuva. It's part of the tshuva process. It says the Rambam, avalim lo yizaku v'lo yariyu. If you don't call out Hashem, if you don't start working on tshuva, ele yomru davar zeh mimin hagaolam ira lanu. You say, no, things happened. It's part of nature. It's part of the cultural warfare. It's part of the economics, the political military situation in the Middle East. It's all about who's in power and who has to show and passing excuse. That's all that it's all about. But it has nothing to do with our relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. We have to solve the political problem. We have to solve the military problem. We have to solve the economic problem. But we don't have to work on our relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. Harei zu derech achzorius, says the Rambam. This is cruelty. V'goremes lahem lihidabek b'maseyem arayim. If we don't think that it's in anything that has to do with our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, we're not going to improve our relationship. We're not going to change. And if that is the result, v'tosif atzara tzaras acheros, it's just going to bring about more and more tzaras, Rachmanu Litzlan. Hu shekasev batorah in the Tochacha v'halachtem imi bekeri. You're going to treat this as happenstance. That's the way things are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response is, V'alachta mimi b'keri, v'alachti gamani imachem b'chamas keri. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is just Rachmana Litzlan going to bring more and more tzaros until we realize what really needs to be improved. The Torah tells us in Parshas Chukas, Bnei Yisrael traveled from Har HaHar after Aaron of Kohen dies. Bnei Yisrael started complaining against the Ribbono Shel Olam, against Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did you bring us into the Midbar? We don't have bread, we don't have water, we just have to eat this mun stuff. Vayishalach Hashem ba'am eis ha-nechoshim ha-srafim vayinashchu esa'am vayamasam rav mi-Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent the poisonous snakes and they started attacking and biting Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael were dying. Now, I'm about to tell you, it's not in the Chumash, and I don't even think it's in the Medrash. But imagine for a moment, you're in the Midbar, and snakes are attacking and biting people and killing people, and they're dying from the poison. So what's going to be the reaction of the people? I can see it now. There's one group that says, let's get big clubs and strong guys, and we're going to chase after the snakes, and we're going to beat them over the head, and we're going to kill them. And there's going to be a second group that's going to say, no, that may not work, but we'll build a fence around the machane, and that'll just keep out the snakes. And the third group is going to say, why did the snakes, we're probably in the wrong location. If we just moved away, they won't bother us. And they'll have all these solutions, but none of them are going to work. And the reason none of them are going to work is because the pasuk says, "Vayishalach Hashem ba'am et hanechashim hasrafim." The snakes didn't come from nowhere. This wasn't that I invaded their natural habitat and they got upset. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with Bnei Yisrael, and he sent the snakes. And there was only one way to solve the problem. Bnei Yisrael kam vayavu ha'am el Moshe vayomu chatanu ki dibarnu b'Hashem uvavach hispalel al Hashem v'yosam eyalenu asanachash. He says, we were wrong. We were chote. We spoke against you. We spoke against Hashem and against you. Get rid of the Nachash. Moshe davens, but that's not what happens. The Nachashim don't go away. Moshe is told to build a Nachash of Nechoshes. Copper serpent puts it up high on the staff. And the snakes were still there, the serpents. But when Bnei Israel, if somebody was bitten by the snake, what would he do? He would look up to Nachash and Nechoshes, and the famous Mishnah says, "V'chi Nachash meimis o Nachash mechaya." Does a copper serpent bring death or life? Elakol shman shayu mistaklim klapei malu mishabdim esliba and laviam shabashamayim ayu misrapim. They would look up, and they would remember that it's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they would then work on their avodas Hashem, mishabim, mitzlibam, and then they would be healed. But there had to be a constant reminder that this is all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I've heard a lot in the last week, all sorts of different hints and remazim. What's going on is maybe Mechemes Gog u'Magog, like that final battle that takes place for the ultimate Yeshua of Mashiach. And people quoting things in the name of the Vilna Gaon, the battle's going to begin on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and it's going to last 3 hours, and it's going to be this, and it's going to be that, and something or another connected to some sort of solar eclipse that, I don't know. So is this really Gog and Magog? Only a Navi will know. And we don't have Navi. But the Rambam tells us, Nilchos Tshuva, in Perek Zayin, Kol HaNaviim Kulam Tzivu Ala Tshuva. The Naviim have commanded us, every single one, about doing Tshuva. Ve'ein Yisrael Nig'alin Ela B'Tshuva. The Geula will come about only if there's Tshuva. There's no such thing that this is Muhammad Gog and Magog and I can just sit back and it's all going to happen. If this is going to bring about the ultimate Geula, it's only because we take advantage of the situation. We take advantage of it because we realize that we need to do Tshuva. Everything here is a message from the Ribono Shel Olam. If somebody would have told you 10 days ago that 2,000 terrorists are going to cross the border and come into Eretz Yisrael, into Medinat Yisrael, and take over cities and towns and villages and kibbutzim and moshavim and do tremendous atrocities, and the army won't be there, they would have told you you're crazy. Can't be. Israeli military intelligence would know the army would be there in a second. It could never happen. But it happened. Beyond our wildest imaginations, our worst nightmares. The pasuk says, "Im Hashem lo yishma'ir, shav shakad shomer." If HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't going to watch over the city, that no matter how strong your guards on the city are, it's not going to work. We don't understand why. But the message is, Tzal has to do what it has to do, and we have to support them what we have to do. But it's not going to solve the fundamental problem. Because the fundamental problem isn't the serpents. It's not the poisonous snakes. That's just the manifestation of the problem, and the problem is our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. And unless we're going to improve that, we won't solve the problem. I heard recently a story that goes back maybe 100 years. Somebody came to the Rebbe, the Sholem Ber of Lubavitch, the Rebbe Rashab, three Rebbes ago. And he asked him, it was the beginning of Marcheshva. And he asked him, "Rebbe, I don't understand. We had all of Elul. Then we had Rosh Hashanah, and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and Hoshana Rabbah. And we rose to such great heights. And we've talked and we've done all the tshuva, everything. Now what are we supposed to do?" And the Rebbe turned to him and he said, "You've thought about tshuva, you talked about tshuva, you klapto shamnu and alchet, but now it's time to do something. We've talked the talk. But are we really so different than we were a month ago on Leil Hashanah, on Leil Rosh Hashanah? Are we better? And if we are better, can we be even better?" HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to be perfect, because only the Ribono Shel Olam is perfect. Human beings aren't perfect. But we could be better. And unless we start working on that, we're never going to solve the fundamental problem. At the end of the parsha, Torah tells us about the family of Avram. And Avram has two brothers, Nachar and Haran. The Torah tells us about Haran, Vayamas Haran, Alpnei Terach Aviv. How did Haran die? So Rashi tells us that Nimrod was quite angry at Avram, who claimed this ridiculous thing of a monotheistic religion, a belief in a God that can't be seen. And he threw him into a fiery furnace. And Haran was watching. And he said, I might be next. So Haran says as follows, V'Haran Yosheva Omer Belibo, Im Avram Notzeach, if Avram comes out alive, Ani Mishalo, then I'm with him. V'im Nimrod Notzeach, Ani Mishalo, but if Nimrod wins, then I'm with him. Ukshenitzal Avram, and Avram was saved, Amr Lo L'Haran Mishal Miyata. So they asked Haran, so whose side are you on? Amar lahem Haran, Mishal Avram ani. He says, I'm with Avram. Yishlichu l'kiv shana eish v'nisraf. They threw him into the fiery furnace and he died. So sort of the Sefer Al Moshe brings from the Pshalm Shvadran, the famous Maggid. Why does Haran die? He said, I'm with Avram. He sees Avram's right. Says of Shalom Shvadran, Haran didn't change. He was the same Haran. If Nimrod wins, I'll say I'm with him. And if Avram wins, I'll say I'm with him. He said it, but he didn't change. It was the same Haran. And if you're thrown into a Kivshan Ha'etz, you need a tremendous Yeshua. You need unbelievable Siyata Dishmaya. And you're not going to get that unbelievable Siyata Dishmaya unless you change. You can't just talk. I can be better. I know that. And I need to be better. And I have to stop talking about needing to be better. I have to start being better. And each one of us can be better. We have to do it now. Because Am Yisrael needs a tremendous Yeshua. Everybody's talking, most probably in the next few days, is going to be a ground war into Gaza. But it's not going to be pleasant. But if you have Siyata Dishmaya, one tank can go in and knock off everybody in Gaza. And we need that Siyata Dishmaya. And we have to support the people who are doing the Hishtadlus. But until we realize that the Nechashim Hasrafim were sent by the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's the fundamental problem, nothing is going to change. When we change, the situation will change. It's possible. We've been in worse situations before. 2,500 years ago, there was a decree, Lahashmid, Larog, Labeit, Eskol HaYudim. Not that it's just the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Every single last Jew on this planet. The permission was given, and the situation was terrible, was dire. And Esther takes charge. It says, Lech Kenoset Kol HaYudim. In a matter of days, the whole situation changes. The evil is destroyed. New decrees, slowly but surely, change to Jews defending themselves. And 11 months later, there's this unbelievable Yeshua. It's because Lech Knosset Kol HaYudim, it wasn't Haman, it wasn't Ahasuerus, it was us and the Ribono Shel Olam that was the problem. We solved that problem, we fixed that problem, and Haman is gone. Ahasuerus is on our side. Bezus Hashem, we should be able to make that bracha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we say at the end of the Megillah, Zroves Riveinu, Donis Dineinu, Nokemis Nikmasenu, Shalem Gemul Lechol Evei Nafshenu, Nifra Lanu Mitzareinu, Baruch Ata Hashem HaNifra La'amu Yisrael Mikol Tzareyam, HaKel HaMoshiach.